Hello and welcome to this audiobook presentation of Break Free from Passive Aggression, an in-depth guide to combating passive aggressive behavior. Copyright and disclaimer information is available in the ebook version for your review. Our audiobook is laid out as follows. We start with an introduction, followed by 8 chapters, and we'll end with a bonus. So with that said, let's get started with the introduction of Break Free from Passive Aggression. Introduction. No matter where you live, language you speak, political alignment, what religion, if any, you believe in, one thing is for sure. You would have encountered someone with passive aggression. And if you haven't, maybe that person is you. In this guide, we'll be discussing what passive aggressive behavior is, its origins, and how this disorder affects people's lives, and how best to combat it. This guide is meant to be of use to anyone who is keen on developing a better understanding of PAB, to help/support concerned people to discover various methods for helping others, also to serve passive-aggressive people as a tool for self-help. Many people are unaware that they could have a passive-aggressive disorder. If they continue to lack such knowledge, they will continue to live out their lives as though it were normal or even acceptable to be living with this disease. No one ever attempts to fix something that doesn't appear to be broken, so a good place to start would be to educate yourself about passive-aggressive behavior, and then to review your life up until now to be able to determine whether or not your concerns need to be acted on. However, if your concerns are for someone else, then you can use this guide to gain additional insight and knowledge that can help you in creating a strategy for supporting others. When people understand what passive-aggressive behavior is, they will be able to determine the best possible means for coping with this disorder, as well as for providing the necessary support to help others. It is important to remember that other innocent people will continue to suffer alongside the individual who is a passive-aggressive. Loved ones/family, friends, and colleagues will all suffer this huge burden, all made considerably worse if no one knows or understands exactly what they are dealing with. The home is often where this disorder begins. The onset of passive-aggressive behavior can be the result of various traumatic experiences, but the home environment is often the first place to trace it back to, then schools and other social circles. But home is often where the parents are, and if a parent has been raised in an abusive, hostile, or disruptive home, then the chances are they carried these behavior patterns into adulthood, often resulting in their characteristics becoming learned behavior by their own children, unless the passive cycle is met, understood, and then broken. Only then can any person hope to bring about a real and lasting change as a benefit to all. Psychologists do not diagnose passive-aggressive behavior anymore, so people must be vigilant enough to spot the signs even in the most evasive and convincing passive-aggressive. This guide will inform you of what to look for in yourself or others to determine whether or not you/another is just experiencing few of the characteristics of PAB or if action is needed. Always remember to seek medical advice too. Whilst it is great to arm yourself with knowledge, it is always a good idea to hear what a medical professional has to say. It is all knowledge at the end of the day, so don't fear a trip to the doctor. If there's no cause for alarm, then they will at least give you the satisfaction of relief. And if you have to do something to make any changes, they'll be able to help you, as well as providing professional advice or treatment to consider trying. Then, you can decide what action to take once you've considered all available options. Are you ready? Let's dive in.